Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. And we've got a cast of almost thousands with us tonight. we've been taking the opportunity to overtake Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House because of space. And here we are. We've got Jan. Say hello.
Well, first, we have to say why we've done this,
we are celebrating
our 200th episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. So, we invited past guests to come join us, so that's why we're here in celebration.
It is a celebratory and it's just,
overall good time.
It is a grand time. We have cookies.
We have cookies.
We have coffee.
We do. But yeah. Let's go ahead and introduce our guests that are here, too.
Who are our guests here?
Well, I tell you what. Let's go around the circle and everybody say who you are.
Counterclockwise or clockwise?
Either way is fine.
Why don't you start over yonder?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Roxanne.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
Hi, Kathy Schultz.
Taylor Steele.
Hi, I'm Rich Erd.
Rich Erd.
What am I doing?
And I'm Linda.
Linda and Rich Erd. Okay, cool.
The bar earths from Highland.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have put me there.
Well, that's right. It is God's country. Well, at any rate, Highland, Illinois is represented.
Oh, and we have another,
guest coming through the door. We'll find
friend.
A place to poke him in here, close to the microphone.
Big Mike.
Yeah.
Big Mike here. Hi, I'm Randy Alderman.
Yay! Everyone we've just introduced has been a guest on Creekside with Don and Jan, and we've had such a good time visiting right here the last hour. We always laugh and say, that's the show we should air. So anyway, Roxanne, since you're right here and you started the show, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your Creekside experience?
Okay. I have been a guest on Creekside.
Pick up Big Mike a little bit.
And on Midweek, both. And we can't even think of how many times I've been on.
What did we say, Ellie?
A couple of times is almost like a drop-in. Hey, I'm here.
That's right.
I thought I'd be a guest.
She's a seasoned Creeksider, did you say?
A seasoned veteran.
A seasoned veteran.
There you go.
Guest.
Yeah.
A repeat offender.
A repeat. Oh. Yeah, definitely. But I've been on in, 3 years ago? About 3 years ago, one of the first ones I was on was talking about the water issue with
waters
EPA.
Of the United States,
Yeah. And we've talked about dinners that I've cooked for or helped with. And
expos.
I'm going to be a guest next week.
You are. So keep something secret.
Got to keep some secrets here. I got to tease people a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up that you're going to talk about?
That might be a hint.
Shh.
Long pause.
Oh, it took me a minute to put it together. I'm a little slow. So anyway. That's
your experience,
that's
huh?
Look, and good times.
Good times. Good times. We often remind ourselves of NPR.
Saturday Night Live. The two ladies with the talk
ladies.
Show, and then Alec Baldwin is the guest with his
good times. Ball. Good times.
Yeah.
Yep. And
the Christmas season.
So anyway, you did tell us, and we always appreciate knowing this, because not everybody can sit down right as the show is released and listen to it. But you say you binge listen.
I do. A lot of times the episode is something that is like, I really want to hear what's going on right now. You know, especially if it's about an event coming up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's other times that I don't have time. So what I do is I hook my computer up to my stereo system. And I have a couple of wireless speakers, so I have one in the kitchen, I have one in the shop area, so I can turn on the podcast, and I can be doing things in the house or the shop, and listen as I go from room to room. And so I will put together a package and listen to 5 or 6 of them in an afternoon or whatever.
So, sounds like a perfect afternoon to me.
People binge watch Netflix. I binge listen to Creekside with Don and Jan.
We love it.
Yay!
Okay, Ellie, let's hear about your wonderful experiences on Creekside.
Well, I guess the first time I was on was actually with Richard and some other guests as part of a Come Home for Christmas live recording
thing. And we just had Come Home for Christmas last night here in Greenville.
Yeah.
That was fun too.
And naturally that was just a segue as the episode that I was on by myself was full of segues.
It was full of segues. You were the segue queen.
Yes. Hmm. And some were natural and some were not so natural.
Four segues. But we oppose the initiation of force or fraud.
We do. Yeah.
As libertarians. She's
got to squeeze it in any way she can.
I'll say this.
I'll say this for Krista, since she's not here. Taxation is theft.
It is. Just saying.
Let's make taxation theft again.
Well, you know, the Whiskey Rebellion was over less than 2% tax, right?
Well, whiskey's important.
You bet.
So anyway, what did you talk about when you were on Creekside?
Oh, my gracious. We talked about a lot of different things, about volunteering, about upcycling, about my trip to Ghana, about social work.
It was eclectic.
There's a lot of different topics, maybe even more that I can't remember.
And then I think then we had so much to talk about, just like with Roxanne. You've been on Midweek at the Creek, which is our paid podcast with membership. So you've touched our members and our general listeners with your knowledge.
There you go.
And experience. How's that?
That's right. Pretty Creekside cool.
It is. We're going to do Richard's buzzwords will be popping up. Libertarian buzzwords and Richard's. So, Kathy Schultz, let's hear from
Direct
you.
Direct that mic toward you there, Kathy.
I think my first experience with Creekside was episode 73, and it was really a lot more fun than I first anticipated because I thought I would be really nervous. And Don and Jan just made it sound so easy and just like we're sitting around home chatting.
We're sitting around the table.
And we're sitting around the table now chatting. And let's see, it's been so long ago. So we talked about Band-Aid Memories, the creation of that. And then I think my candle making, and there's probably a few other things. It's hard to remember.
Well, and that's another eclectic show, too, because a lot of times we have someone come on with just a specific conversation or topic in mind, but we just kind of weave in and out of all the things you did in your life and are still doing.
And then we came back with Betsy Mills, episode 110, and we talked about, I think, the mausoleum and the cemetery work that we've been doing.
That you guys do over in Vandalia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And came back for the 100th episode. And that was a lot of fun. And we have an upcoming episode coming up with some more ventures that I've been doing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hate to, you know.
You can give them just a little
Sneak peek. A lot of it's cemetery work, continuing on with candle making. And I've been involved with self-publishing, sort of, with through Shutterfly with two books that I don't think had been mentioned before.
You're famous and infamous, huh?
Yeah. So that'll be coming up in December.
Yeah, we'll look forward to having you then, too. And now we're going to move on to Taylor Steele, who has joined us on a number of occasions on Creekside, too. Hi, Taylor.
Hello. I think I started out promoting my music on a podcast. I think that was 137. And I've revisited back with different events because I've helped with different dinners and the Exposium last year. Mm-hmm. And I know Jess Adam and Christina Harden had helped out with that, and we did a podcast all together.
That was fun, too.
Yeah,
we have
that was
more
very
than one
fun.
Person chatting at the table.
Yeah, it's always a good time, and we always talk for hours, and then only get a half hour of recording. And in some of the conversation we can't add to the podcast.
But that will be on. That's made for members only, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. You have to pay for all that.
That's right.
Content. And then recently I've started working with Elk Creek as a sales rep, so I was on for kind of a spotlight thing, just kind of letting everyone know what's going on. And one thing I've been proud of is helping create the new music page, the homegrown music page. And that's been a lot of my time and effort outside of my other half or part-time jobs is trying to collect musicians, venues, and put them on the page and get, you know, advertising that way. But it's been really fun.
It's been nice to see that grow, and thank you, because that's been something we wanted to do, and you just came in there and kind of ran with it. So it's been nice. And then from that, we've got to know those musicians personally and professionally, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, and I am in love with local businesses anyway, supporting local businesses through advertising and kind of teaming up with the self-reliant kind of atmosphere with affordable advertising. So I don't, you know, I feel very proud going and selling ads to people. And I
we
like
love
that.
To hear that. But it is nice when you believe in your product and you know it's effective and cost effective. It's an easy sell because you're convinced already.
And when you have
already.
A love for local shops like that and want to help the community out, it's a great thing. But especially putting that towards local musicians, because there aren't a lot of gateways for them to be able to. I mean, a lot of musicians are working musicians and can't afford, advertising themselves many other places. So I like being able to just collect people and show them to readers and let readers know that there is local music and people, struggling.
Yeah, there's
and doing
so much
work,
talent out there. Yeah, it's neat. Well, thanks so much for doing that. And I'm sure we'll have you back on many times.
I would love that. Okay, cool. I'm excited.
And next around our table here is Richard Barth. He's come up with all kinds of Creekside taglines that we love. So, Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I remember we was back on episode 89, back in the old building where we didn't have lights or water. No. And
back in the day.
And I guess that was Linda's episode, because I didn't really get a chance to talk. But it was a lot of fun. I talked about genealogy, some of the roots, the 360 project, or the 350 project, I'm sorry. And basically how I got involved with the Owl Creek Gazette and meeting everyone. And then Linda talked the other 35 minutes, so...
But, because you
try. No, I'm just.
We're going to give you a chance here, Linda, to say something.
But people come up and they say, "Oh, Linda, it was so interesting." Well, I was on that show too. Oh, yeah.
Well, you've been on Midweek at the Creek too.
Oh yeah, it's all the high-rated shows I think I've been on. We've come up here. I think one time on vacation, stopped off on the Owl Creek Gazette tour and. And they wouldn't let us out the door till we talked for another 35, 40 minutes.
Come on in here, talk on my camera.
So, yeah. But it's been a great time. I've always been proud to be associated with the Owl Creek Gazette and the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette, Creekside with Don and Jan. And,
absolutely.
And it's always a Sunday night tradition in our house. That's what we call it, the new Sunday night tradition. We gather around the computer, turn off the TV, and we get dogs and cats all lined up, and we sit and we listen to Creekside with Don and Jan every Sunday.
And if you'll notice, oftentimes, since Don knows you tuned in, he'll refer directly to you.
Right.
He'll say, "Hey, Richard, did you hear that?"
Yeah.
So, and just
I answer back too, but he can't hear me.
Just so folks know, you have spent the last year writing for us too.
Right, right.
So
yes.
You've been our genealogy guy.
That's right. For the last 12 months, my sentence is up. But yeah, that was. It's really interesting too to put those articles together. Even for myself, and to be able to read about people that are in, that I share, blood with, or and not just feeling like, told your whole life, well, you're German and that's it. There's a lot more to it than that. So,
and you've shared the nitty-gritty with us, haven't you?
Well, I think in the last article, a little bit, and some nitty-gritty, yes, my eighth-grade grandmother was, let's say she was a full of liberty and a real free thinker,
We like those here.
But no, it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank
now
you.
We're going to let your wife defend herself over here. So, Linda, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be a part of this group, and I agree with Kathy that I was myself at first nervous, but then, as Rich said, I ended up, because you guys made me feel so comfortable, I ended up talking more than I expected, and because Rich actually told me things to talk about.
Why are your hands in a shape like you're going to grab me by the neck?
No, that's not. I just started. Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, we should have so video recorded this. Yeah.
Looks like muscle memory to me.
Well, I have my camera with me. It has a video.
We should have done
that. We could
that.
Go Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Next time at the 250th episode, guys, look out.
Well, I'm actually was proud of her, though, because I think she done a really good job talking about her passion, which was, pet rescue and everything. And and a lot of people learned a lot of things that they didn't know.
Absolutely, and I think from that conversation, people began to share those posts that you had posted regarding animals that were waiting to be adopted.
Yes, and I'm glad to hear that, and I'd also like everyone to consider this Christmas season to consider adopting a shelter pet instead of purchasing an animal.
That's a good idea.
So,
and you're so grateful.
Yes.
I mean, you see all the stuff, and you see the looks on their little faces, and you just tell that it's like, I'm home.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. That makes definitely. It's a good feeling.
Our grandpuppies are adopted, so we can say that we've passed that on, and our kids do that as well, so that's neat. Mm-hmm. We've only ever purchased one cat or claimed one cat. The rest found us. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Randy Alderman, come on in. Let's hear from you.
Well, hi, how are you?
We're fine.
You know, I have no idea what numbers I was on.
It's a prerequisite.
Sorry, I'll memorize those from next on. I was on episode what? I'll figure it out next time.
Okay. For the 250th show.
For the 250th, all right.
You can come back and tell us what shows you were on.
Okay, I'll have that memorized.
Yes.
I'll etch it. You know, it's been crazy. You know, our country's crazy right now, and the political climate is nasty. And people, something that hit me really home was that, you know, we can't change what's going on in Washington. We can't change what's going on in our country, but we can make a difference in what's going on in our community. And I thought, boy, Dan and John, Jan and Don have really brought that home with their newspaper and with their radio show, and they've taken that to heart, and you've given me that opportunity to advocate on behalf of different things that are going on in our community, whether it be the bicentennial or whatever, and you've given me a forum for that, and you're always supportive of the local events and the local community. And helping us volunteers, and I love the volunteerism, make a difference in our hometown, because we can make a difference here. As we saw last night with the Christmas thing, it was just beautiful downtown. And I think that's really amazing. And I thank you for giving us that opportunity. And there'll be more, because, you know, we got the Bond County Bicentennial coming up in July 4th, and we're working on some stuff for that. Going to try to have some hometown musicians with that. I'm a big music guy. You've let me talk about my radio show that I do down in Carlisle, and all the rock stars I get to rub shoulders with and get the big head over, and that's a lot of fun. But the big thing is you get to help me showcase the volunteer efforts of our communities, and I love that so much about the program.
Well, thank you, and it's been great to have you do that, because we've had such a good time. When our guests come, you and everybody here, we enjoy that conversation as much as we enjoy sharing it with others. So it's been really fun for us to get to know our guests even better and in a whole new way. The magazine's been good for that. The podcast has been good for that, and we just want to keep that coming.
And you also take that to social media and all the avenues that you have at your disposal that you utilize to promote the good things of the towns that you serve and the towns in our hometowns, and I love that.
Well, thank you. And you know, when you talk about how the political season has been so nasty, I said this to my brother the other day, the fact that Thanksgiving follows on the heels of that, I think we should be really grateful and thankful for that. People came on, and people that I had been in discussions and debates with on Facebook that had been not necessarily butting heads, but at least things could get uncomfortable. Those same people came on and said Happy Thanksgiving to me and me to them and to us. And so families saw what they were thankful for, and it was that fellowship, community, the individual things we have in common. And I think we can jump past that election season so much easier since Thanksgiving is right on the heels of that. So maybe we're all thankful for Thanksgiving in many reasons. So, Don.
He's working on that plate of cookies like you wouldn't believe, though.
I saw that, too.
Hey, cookies.
Cookies good.
Cookie good.
It's our pleasure. I'm almost verklempt by what Randy said. And pardon me while I'm chewing this cookie out of the way, but...
Wouldn't you like me to take over the show?
No, it's not necessary. I'll just be a little sloppy in how I talk. But... like I said, it is our pleasure to do what we do. We do it, you know, religiously. This is, like we said, we're celebrating our 200th episode.
Consecutive.
Consecutive episode of Creekside with Don and Jan.
Yes, we have.
We've done it on the road. We've done it on vacation. We've done it sick. We've done it when we were in storm mode.
We did it from a hotel room in Mesa, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We've done it from our children's kitchen table in San Diego. And it didn't stop us. So it's because people come to expect.
It is the new Sunday night tradition.
That's right.
Pretty soon it's going to be the old Sunday night tradition.
Well, I mean,
so many years and you move into old.
People come to expect, you know, that, and we appreciate that we come into their ears directly, you know, their earbuds, living rooms, speaker systems, binge listening. It's cool, and it feels good.
It really does. And one of the things, too, when you talk about binge listening, I know a lot of times on Facebook we'll post the, well, every week we post the episode. But if you want to hear more, it's all on Podomatic, owlcreekradio.podomatic.com. And you can tune back in because a lot of the things people share, while it is pertinent to a specific season or event, the conversations are good always because it's individuals sharing their passion, sharing what they know and love and what they hope for. So that kind of conversation is always valuable.
We also had some guests who couldn't join us today, and part of the reason was there's a lot of people still celebrating Thanksgiving with other sides of the family. So anyway, we hated that they couldn't join us, but they were nice enough to send us a note here. And for instance, Ron Clark, who is a longtime advertiser in the Owl Creek Gazette, Ron Clark Diabetic Test Strips, said, "Sorry I can't join you today. One side of the family is celebrating Thanksgiving. I remember that time you had me on the podcast and I managed to be sitting in the incredible sinking chair that kept me moving further and further away from the mic. We did have some fun with that though. Anyway, have a great day today." And then my brother Jeff Jones, who is the owner of the Sunshine House Health Food Store with his wife Deb, sent this note because they couldn't be here. "Sorry that Deb and I can't be with you to help celebrate your 200th episode of Creekside. I have been listening since the very first show. Of course, my favorite episode is the one with me. And another one was the one that Don read my poetry. I see a theme here. Anyway, congratulations on your 200th. And lastly, we heard from Gary Adolph, who has been writing the bird column for us, Let's Go Birding. And he's been a longtime Owl Creek Gazette reader and Creekside with Don and Jan listener. And Gary says, "Don and Jan, the milestones just keep coming. Congratulations on this, your 200th episode of Creekside. You have assembled quite an eclectic array of guests since your pilot broadcast. I count myself fortunate to have been one of those guests. The relaxed format you have established is like chatting around the kitchen table, sharing stories, ideas, hobbies, and talents. I have always enjoyed the musical guests you have invited to be on your broadcast. It's with great regret that I cannot pick a favorite one. However, a co-worker and fellow author shared with me last night how listening to music inspires him to write. I shared with him the content of episode 199 featuring Stacey Rhodes and the therapeutic value of music. Creekside truly touches many chords in our everyday lives. I regret that I am unable to be there to celebrate with everyone in person. Looking forward to hearing the podcast. All the best, Gary Adolph." So thanks, folks.
Well, I got an idea. Let's get Taylor to do us a number. What do you got in you there?
Okay, Don.
What do you got?
Well, I have some songs that I've written. Well, one song that I've written is a folk song. It's one of my favorites to perform. In the key of C.
In the key of C.
C writer.
Cool. Let her rip.
We're C writer. See what are you gone down? C writer. See what are you gone down? C writer. See what you've gone down. Hey, 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 hey.
ZZ Rider from Taylor Steele, right here on we don't do that. And WOCG.
I love that.
And that's pretty fun. Okay. Well, Taylor, give us one of your original songs, if you don't mind, and we'll close the program out with that.
All right. This song is older for me, or I wrote it a little while ago, at least before I moved to Greenville, and that's a little while ago for me anyway. Greenville's my home now, but this is the only song that I've recorded onto a record, which is interesting. I went to Nashville to visit Jack White's Third Man Records, and they have that record booth there, like the 30s record booth that they restored, where you can walk in, you buy a token, you put the token in, and there's a little Martin guitar hanging up next to it, and you can grab it because it fits in the booth with you, and you can play your like 150-second song, and it records it on a 45. So I chose this song. I wanted it to be an original song that I put down, because I mean, so many chances you get of putting your own song down on vinyl, you know. So here it is. It's called Million Miles. Cheater and a thief.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Wow, no kidding. Well, it's been fun. We've had all kinds of fun today.
We have had all kinds of fun.
We've had all kinds of people in today.
We have had. That's the way we roll, Don.
Well, so for Creekside with Don and Jan, I'd just like to say on the way out, thanks for putting up with us for 200 episodes.
And here's to the next 200. And have everybody here say good night and what? We're Creekside cool, Richard.
That's right. Good night. We're Creekside cool.
Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.